Ollie Wines was absolutely sensational, and his dad has been good enough, Tony, to join us this morning on what would be a pretty busy morning, I reckon. Tony, well done, and congratulations to you and the family.
Thank you, Tim, Gary. No, it has been reasonably busy for Monday morning, yes.
What time did you end up getting to bed last night, and when did you get to talk to Ollie?
He called us. We had one of your old cohorts turn up here with a bottle of champagne at about 10:30. But I think, was he number 25?
Simon Isham walked up, did
back
he?
In the old...
Nice. Well, he would have been a coach, close. Was he? Was the coach
we're
of Ollie?
Yeah. No, we're pretty close to the Isham. So, we spoke to him a little bit later in the evening. So he was pretty pumped with the boys. Yeah.
At what stage of the night did you think it was the right time to actually pop the cork on the champagne, Tony?
I suppose it's something. You know, you never ever expect someone to win a Brownlow. He'd had a good year, but I sort of thought I knew he had a pretty good second half of the year. So probably with about three games out, I thought he's a pretty good chance here. Yeah.
Yeah, so and when the Western Bulldogs lose the last three games and the Bont sitting there, he's helpless, he can't do anything, and you look at, I had a form guide in front of me, so I'm seeing that Ollie finished really strongly and had a belter in that last game, then I noticed he put the jacket on at that stage. I thought, oh, someone stepped him on the shoulder and said, you better get ready.
Clayton had an exceptionally good year. I think, Petrarca probably took a few votes off Clayton later in the season, but look, at the end of the day, you get what you deserve, don't you?
Yeah, you do. And he spoke magnificently last night too, Tony. A credit to you and your family.
No, good. Yeah, no, he's settled in. It's taken a while, Tim. There was a lot of tears going back to the 2nd of November 2012. Don't worry about that. But he's at 9:30 in the evening when he was drafted. But look, no, he settled in over there, and the Port Adelaide Footy Club, we couldn't ask for anything more. They've been exceptional.
Yeah, and that came through in Ollie's speech, which I thought was great. And Jane and the rest of the family, great scenes on social media, are all going nuts, which is exactly what they should be doing.
They were, Well, we've got three others, and they're all in, they live in North Melbourne. So, I did see that. I see they were jumping around a little bit. They do, they follow him pretty closely, the kid. We're a pretty tight family. Our six, but there might be a seventh involved. So who knows?
Hey Tony, when you got the chance to speak to him last night, what did you say to him?
It was a little bit difficult at the time because everyone's pretty excited and just congratulations and you get what you deserve,
yeah.
Ollie. You know, the old cliche, the harder you work, the luckier you get, basically.
Did you shed a tear at any stage last night? It's a fairly emotional thing, isn't it?
Oh, it is. Yeah, I did. I sort of got a little bit teary, keep this quiet, but it sort of coming into the last round because, you looked at the numbers and I thought, well, the worst thing can happen is he can come and draw with someone. So, yeah, no, a little bit teary. You guys know, you sort of dads take kids to their first footy and probably mums as well. But the father's sort of there through the process. I think if you sit back and reflect a little bit on the journey, yeah, you do think that it's, I suppose, all been worthwhile, hasn't it?
100%, and that's what today's all about, Tone, I would imagine. Just sit back and get the cup of tea, get out on the deck there, overlook the river, maybe take the boat out for a cruise and just think back about young Ollie and where he's gone, where he's come from, and he's now the toast of the whole football world, and it's deservedly so. So congratulations to you and the whole family. It was a great night.
Thank you, Gary, but we've got to be a little bit careful about the boat.
Oh, yes,
yes,
you know
we
that.
Do. Yes,
we're not suggesting you try and do one of those special jumps, but just a slow cruise down the river might be the way to go.
Yeah, that's right. We'll put the Barbie boat on the back.
Well, he can still ski, but he can't. You can't film it. That's all, Tone.
No, that's right. That's it.
Good on you, Tone. Thanks so much for joining us this morning.
Thanks, boys.
Tony Wines there, the father of Ollie. Get a great sense, and I'm not embarrassing you, Tim, but. You are as well placed to imagine exactly how he's feeling today as anyone. So very, very happy Wines family, close-knit family, and they'd be absolutely over the moon.